I thoroughly enjoy, like, and delight in being me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Any of us can say that we thoroughly enjoy, like, and delight in being our. Not really creating ourselves to be the perfect people that we are. We're creating ourselves to be sort of a mishmash of what other people think we should be. Now, who are we really? Are we just nice people? Are we nice human beings? Are we nice divine beings? Are we nice spiritual beings? Are we desirable people? Does the world like us? If you don't think so, then why in the hell should I think so? You know? If you don't think that you're nice, why should I think you're nice? So if you go around with a scowl on your face and anger in your heart and unhappiness in your world and just bad words, why should I want to be anywhere near you? In fact, why should I even create you in my world? In fact, why did I create you in my world if that's the way you are? Now, there are people in this world who go around with a smile on their face all the time. There are people in this world who go around with the thought of happiness in their heart, happiness in their life, and what do? They're always full of joy. They're full of peace. They're full of power. And they're a lot of fun to be with. And you know some of those people. You don't know very many, because if you knew very many, then you get to the point where you don't know any. Now, why do I say you don't know any? Well, I say you don't know any because when you are the all, you don't know the unique. When you are unique, you don't know the all. So as long as you are a nice person, then you know all the other nice people around you. If you are a nice person intuitively and in your total beingness, you don't know any other nice people. Everybody else is beautiful and wonderful, but you don't know anybody else like yourself. You are the essence. You are the totality of it all. Now, can you visualize that? Can you visualize that if you are a loving, gentle person, you don't go around looking for loving, gentle people? You just are loving and gentle to everyone, and everyone accepts your loving gentleness, accepts your sharingness, accepts who you are, and they don't expect you to be different. They don't say, oh, last week you were not very nice. They don't say, boy, you've made a big change. when before you went on summer vacation, you were just a mean, so good, you know. Now you're a very gentle, loving person. What happened? What miracle took place? I really don't know what you're talking about. Well, before you went on vacation, you did all these things. Oh, really? I don't really know what you're talking about. Well, before you went on vacation, you said bad things and you were a naughty person. I really don't know what you're talking about. I just know nice people and nice. You see, you wouldn't create a person saying that. Now, Ellen, what is this person doing?
Touching.
Bringing up the past. Person's bringing up the past. They're not judging. They're saying, this is the way you were, you know. And they're not saying it was good or bad, but it's the way you were, and now you're a different person now. You see, when we live in the past, we will never have a chance to be who we are right now. Because this moment, you could be a totally, totally different being than you were a moment ago, or a year ago, or whatever, you know. But if we ever live in the past, we limit ourselves to the past. Now, Irene had trouble with her carburetor, whatever it was, distributor, and the man said, Madam, you cannot continue going on like that. Now, that's what he saw. But he didn't know Irene, because Irene just put the gas pedal down and went. Now, how could she do that when her car wasn't working right? Because Irene said all was in divine order. And the car was, and she went. And she had a lot of fun and doing just really great things and just really having a very happy time. Now, if she were to dwell on the fact that the condenser wasn't functioning, what would happen? She'd get no place, would she? When we are dwelling on the fact that the motorhome needs attention, it needs this, it needs that, it needs the other thing, what happens? It needs it. Now, the stove wouldn't work in the motorhome. And I said to Ellen, the stove wouldn't work because Ellen and the girls are the ones who always lit the stove. And I never paid much attention to them. And then Ellen says, well, did you turn this thing on down here? And I said, oh, yeah, I remember something about that. There's a little switch down under the stove which turns on the gas and approves the gas to come through and does not let the gas come through unless you say okay, because it could be dangerous otherwise. And so Ellen didn't turn it on to test it, but, that's right, that has to be done. Now, there's really nothing wrong with the stove. There's just something wrong with the people operating the stove because they don't know all the details. They don't know all the rules. Now, what's wrong with our battery?
Nothing.
Perhaps nothing at all. And it's just the people operating it. Now, I let the battery run for an hour and a half, 2 hours almost, with the television battery. I let the engine run while these people were checking it out and doing this. The temperature was 110 degrees outside and inside, and we were running air conditioners. We were running this, that, and he said, does the air conditioner on the engine run too? And they had everything turned on, you know. And then, after I turned off the car said, but it was overheated. And so it did not let the car start. The battery didn't start. None of the things started because it says, you have misused me. You have not paid attention. Now, give me a chance to recuperate and let's put these things in back in right order and take care of them. Now, will that work?
Of course.
Sure it will. Now, how do we make things work? I'm not an electrician, but I go out to our gate out in Las Montañas Road, and I jiggle a few wires, and I see where their mice have eaten through them, and I rewire them, tape them, and then it works again. But it takes time. It takes time to look through those wires and see it. It's not that you have to know what you're doing. It's just that you have to know what you're doing. You have to be able to look at it all and know if a wire has been bit by a mouse, maybe it's not going to function right. And the mouse isn't there anymore, so it probably wasn't a hot wire. But you just have to take your time to do this. Well, when I went out there, I looked at the box, and I opened the cover, and here were several beautiful, gentle nests made out of the most beautiful filaments of material. And I took it out and took it out and took it out, took it out and took it out, took it out. And it's really to cover the whole inside of the thing. And then I realized I still didn't get it all. So then I got the vacuum cleaner and took it out with the vacuum cleaner. And after I took it all out, I thought, gee, that looks nice in there now, you know. And I got it all cleaned out, all nice. But the thing is, I ran out of time. Now the next adventure over there, I have my little suitcase I take with me. It has all the little wrenches in it, sort of. And I'll go and check each wire. Now, if I were an electrician, I could check continuity and know which one's passing through and which ones are not. But I haven't taught myself to do that. It's not hard, but I still haven't taught myself to do it. But so I just check each wire by visual shaking and so forth. And we'll have it working in a short time. And the same with the gate out in front. I thought that the mice had eaten through the wooden cardboard around the speaker, but they hadn't done it. They merely had planted all their mouse turds in there and their little pieces of grass and other things in there to make a nest in there. Well, finally, when I got everything out and blew it out and whooshed it out and got it all gone, then it should work. I haven't had anyone helping me test it rightly, so I will have to do it. It should work. So we'll see how it functions, but everything is in divine order. All the wires are proper. Everything is in proper order. So we just know what's going to happen.
Everything.
It's in order. Mm-hmm. It's in order. It's in order. You see, I thoroughly enjoy, like, and delight in being me, because I can do anything I want to do, and I can also not do anything I want to do. You know, you can delight in being yourself, and you can say, well, I can do anything, and say, I can do this, and I can do that. And when you start doing that, then people start expecting you to do everything. And people start expecting you to take your time to do this and take your time to do that, where your time is designed to be spent on doing something different. Say, for instance, I'm writing letters, and I have all these letters to write. And so I leave my desk to go fix the electrical boxes and fix this and fix that. And we normally pay Brian $15 an hour to be working on that sort of stuff. And but I take my time. Now, the time that I write letters is a priceless time. There's no dollar value that you can put to that. Because who can write a letter that's going to touch the heart of the person who's writing to us and asking questions? Now, I said very simple things in my letters that you've been reading this morning. But were they powerful?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Are they going to touch that person in a very special, wonderful way?
Yeah.
Right. And this morning, I had a little difficulty. Last night, I put 128 megabytes onto the email, which was a little heavy, and it was the entire program of Diego's wedding. And so then I thought, it's not going through, and nothing else is going through. My computer is just locked into place there in the email, and so I tried to erase it. And I tried to delete it, and I tried to erase it. I tried to shut the machine off and turn the machine back on again, do this and do that. Finally, it let me erase it. And when it let me erase it, it's like, you know, it had air to breathe again, and it started doing right things. Now, I have written down 3 or 4 times how to erase a file that is blocking. And each time, I put my information away someplace, and I have to start from scratch to figure it out how to do it. But I get there, and I do it. And wonderful things. Do you know why?
Mm.
Because I like myself.
Of course.
Because I'm having fun. Because it's a joy. And I really don't care.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just doing all these things in a wonderful, beautiful way.
Right.
And I was thinking, Sybil left my office the other day, and just as she left, on came Ibube and Christy as they were driving down the street and talking about I like me, you know. It's wonderful. But you see, all these things come into our life because they give us a challenge to say, do we like it or do we not like it? If we like it, then everything is ours. Is there anything in this world that we don't like? Why is there nothing in this world that we don't like?
Because we like ourselves. We are the creator of our world, and we create whatever we like.
And do we ever create bad things?
We create only beautiful things.
Do we ever create bad things?
No.
Thank you. See, she said, we create only beautiful things. Well,
positive.
The answer was no. Okay. Why don't we create bad things?
Because we have pure thought, beautiful thought.
Because we create positive things.
Because we create beneficial things.
Oh, we create beneficial things. And what do you think about that, Ingeborg?
It's correct.
I'm sorry?
It is correct.
It is correct. Yes. And what do you think, Sibyl?
What we create is our reflection. And since we are good, very good, everything we create is good.
That's all we know how to create.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, why is that all we know how to create?
Because we are God, and we know how to bring forth that which we are.
Well, but the devil can be just as good as you can be good. You create only good because you train yourself to think only good. You accept from your consciousness only thinking good thoughts, right?
Yes.
You will not allow any negative thoughts to enter your consciousness.
Yes.
Okay. Makes a difference, doesn't it?
Yes.
And you see, there is nothing good and there's nothing bad. But as you say, we concentrate on beneficial things and we bring that forth in our life, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's what it's all about. And that's what we're doing. Now, I thoroughly enjoy, like, and delight in being me because I'm a nice guy. And I am always thinking nice thoughts. And I'm always surrounded by nice people.
And
Aviva.
Aviva?
Aviva. Aviva. Yeah, what does Aviva mean?
Hello, hi, yes, amen.
Ciao.
No, Aviva, it means that's right what you say.
Oh, well, you didn't say that. That's thank you. Did you hear that? She said that's right what I said?
Yes, I
am. Isn't she a wise lady?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness. I'm a very excellent creator, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, okay. Well, think on these things. I thoroughly enjoy, like, and delight in being me. And I'm not worried about what anybody else's attitude is. I just like being me. Okay. You have yourself a wonderful day. And think wonderful, beautiful thoughts. And remember to say, I like Herb, I like Herb, I like Herb.
God, I like me, I like me,
I like me,
I like me, I like me, I like me. I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you, Herb, yes.
Thank you, my goodness.